September.
That's it? There's no withdrawals?
No, I think I got like another email packet, but this is like...
And it's 104, yeah.
Hello, this is Don.
Hey Don, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, Pete, I was just about 2 minutes from calling you.
Hey, great minds think alike, right?
That's correct.
It is correct. Yes, yeah, so I wanted to just go over, you know, the initial processing of what I got on file so far with you.
Okay.
And so, you know, from my understanding, you were looking for some equipment financing for, you know, your LED face on your, you know, new your good location. And it's about $250K.
Correct.
So for equipment deals, we have a pretty hard, you know, threshold for what the credit needs to be in order to get something approved. And that's right about 600 FICO score.
Mm.
You came back here. Let me just pull up your score. You came back at a 551, which is going to make it really hard.
Yeah.
It
keeps going down and down, and I've never missed a payment. I don't understand what's going on.
A lot of the times, you know, these things have to do with the ratio of your credit. I'm actually looking through it right now. It looks like what's bringing down your credit is, it says you have a delinquent account right here.
On what?
I'm looking through it. And I'll send this to you too.
Okay.
I don't know if... Is it the... Mortgage was transferred. I'm just going down real quick to try and find where this delinquent account is hurting you here. Because that's what's bringing it down. You know, I don't see that you're, you know, your revolving available credit limit's decent. It's at 64%. You know, you had that judgment on you, but that was resolved, right?
Correct. Yeah.
That was back in like 2012. Yeah. Let's see. These are all, most of what you got's pretty old. The only thing I could see is that it was that mortgage account, but it looks like you got that transferred.
On the house? Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They transferred mortgage lenders twice. This is the third time this year. Yesterday, I finally got the right people. They were never, I was on automatic withdrawal.
They pulled the wrong account or something?
Yeah, they just never. I went 4 months ago to pay it because I didn't know they weren't withdrawing it.
Yeah, you're not the only one that's had some stupid mishap because of a, you know, like something that was set up on an auto payment, or they pulled from the wrong account.
They changed 3 times this year. They sold my note 3 times.
Just the banks are doing it, or what? Like they keep changing around.
It was Embrace, and then it went to, let's see, American something or other. And, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. And now I've got Round Point as of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had three different loan officers, mortgage companies.
I think I see something. I'm confused here. I see a 30-day delinquency on your bank credit card, but that's closed now. It says you have a balance of $5,000 on that, and you had a payment of $162 you paid on October 31st, and you had a balance date on the 4th of November. I don't know exactly which account is bringing you down here. I'm combing through this thing pretty slowly. I see. No, you paid that one off. Okay. Could it be? I see a bank credit card with Capital One. that I don't think you have a balance on, but it looks like you missed. You're pretty late on it a couple times.
Let me see. Think so. Capital one.
Yeah. I mean, it says you're delinquent two times. You know, obviously since you had this open since 2009, so it's not, you know, it's two times in six years, 7 years.
I had cancer 1 year, and then I was in the hospital for 3 years.
Oh, shit.
Last year, I had open heart surgery in the hospital 42 days, so I missed
it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. What was the reason for that? Was it just...
I was in tag parties in Cabo at 1:30 in the morning, and it was... don't have one in Cabo. Nobody...
Oh, my goodness. That must have been so scary. Did they fly over across the border to help you out, or they just took care of you there, I'm sure?
I said, get me well enough to go home, and 19 hours, I was on a plane, flew back to Tulsa, and had to go to the doctors. And
they were like, hey, Don, looks like you had a heart attack.
They finally figured out what it was.
Oh, my goodness. Holy crap. So you just kind of just muscled through it?
Yeah, I just kind of staggered through until they got to figure out what was causing me to not be able to breathe, and it was... because I had no pain in my arm or chest or anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even hurt. I just couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
It was really weird.
Usually, you're in, agonizing pain.
Yeah.
So I'm having trouble finding the exact account. I think it might be that... Capital One, check into your balance there. That's bringing you down, because if you're making payments from what else I'm seeing here, you don't have a lot of inquiries on there. Your revolving balance is pretty low. You got the mortgage. You're paying that off. Everything looks pretty taken care of. I would just look into some of your credit cards, and I'll send you this, Donald, too. But kind of getting back to the point here, the phone call. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to do any equipment financing currently. But I took a look at your bank statements. You're doing around $250K this year. So we can get you into a working capital program, which is, it's obviously it's just a Band-Aid loan for now. We would get you around $20,000 or $30,000, and it'd be a cash loan into the business's bank account that you can kind of use to, get this project started, or maybe use for a couple of different other billboards. Would you be open to that option? You want to, run numbers for you on that?
Oh, no, that's not enough to really help us.
Yeah, I was kind of crunching the numbers myself when I said, it's not, 20 or 30K isn't really going to do much for Donald. We were really just shooting to try and get the equipment financing done. You might just have to put this on hold for, a month or two, because you're only off by 49 points. If the day you get over 600, I can submit this, we'll get an approval, and turn it right around. So that's all you really got to focus on, and it's not hard. I'm going to send you the credit report. If you could dig through that and try and find the exact, I'm thinking it's Capital One. So give them a call, make sure all your balances are paid, check in on the judgments, and then just keep paying your bills on time and pay off all your credit cards and have a zero balance, so that'll go up. And I'm thinking in January we can reapply and revisit this idea. So it only kind of delay this by about a month and a half. But basically, that's where we stand. That's going to be where pretty much every lender stands. No one's really, legally allowed to lend under 600 for equipment.
Okay.
Do you have anybody you could use as a cosigner, man? Possibly go that route?
I've probably got a few, but I'd have to check it out and see if they'd want to do it.
Hey, check it out, and I'm going to give you a call next week, Thursday, Wednesday, middle of next week, and see if, just feel it out, ask a couple of people around, maybe some business associates. But that's pretty much the only way we're going to be able to do it, unless you want to just wait a month, month and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you just wait until January, because I don't really want to ask anybody to co-sign right now.
Yeah, okay, that's fine, man. Just pay down those balances, unless it's necessary.
Yeah, I'll work on that and see what's going on, and then send me that stuff, would you please?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm going to be, anything you need here, Don, we want to help you out and get this done. It's not a, one-time deal. So we'll just revisit this idea in about a month. I'll shoot that over to you
okay.
now.
Okay.
All right, take care,
man. Good, Pete. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. All right, take care, my friend. Bye.
Okay. See you, bye.